What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there. And you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right, welcome back to the Who's Crushing It segment of the REI Marketing Weekly, and I am excited to have this is actually the first time that we have had a conversation face-to-face, and even though it's over Zoom, it's still, you know, it's a good connection. But I've actually heard about Greg Dickerson just a little bit, did my research. He actually reached out to me on Facebook, and I put a post out there that I needed some people to interview for this Who's Crushing It segment, and Greg decided to comment on that and reach out to me, and we got this scheduled. I did my own research. As you guys know, I am an observer. I study people, and sometimes to a stalking level. And so I was able to dig up some stuff on Greg, and man, this guy is absolutely incredible. I'm excited to dip into the wisdom that he has, just in real estate in general, but into his marketing, kind of the silos that he does in his marketing. And so, Greg, we're going to keep this short and sweet with your, we're going to dive deep into this. So it's going to be meaty. So no fluff. But if you could do me a favor for the people who don't know who you are, just briefly introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, a little bit of background of, how you became the Greg Dickerson of today.
Yeah. Yeah. So Josh, thanks for having me. I know you got in late last night, so you're obviously crushing it, right?
But I'm getting there.
Yeah. So my story, long story short, you know, I went in the Navy right out of high school, and didn't go to college, just went in the Navy right out of high school, got out. Worked a couple of corporate jobs in 1997. I started my first company as a building contractor, remodeling contractor. I built that into a $30 million company in 7 years, sold it, started 12 other companies along the way. And in my career, I've done about $250 million in real estate deals, my own stuff, mostly self-funded, some joint ventures, some partnerships. That's me in a nutshell, adult ADD, right? I like to stay busy. I like to do a lot of things, but what I am is I'm self-educated. So even though I didn't go to college, I've educated myself. I constantly pour into myself. I became a student of marketing. So I'm a marketer first. I'm a salesman first, and then a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, investor, all that second. But everything starts with sales and marketing. That's why I love what you're doing. It's just, you got to have it.
Awesome. Well, first of all, thank you for your service. And secondly, I mean, guys, Greg's been doing this almost as long as I've been alive. So
this is, I mean, I'm honored to have you on the show here. I know you talked a little bit about, before we jumped on here, you talked a little bit about the type of content you put out. So we're going to skim over that and talk about how that's like improving your influence and, you know, getting leads coming your way. But then I also want to give you the opportunity to let people connect with you at the end here. So we're going to make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And make sure you do connect with Greg. I mean, just an insane amount of wisdom that you guys are going to get out of this. So the first thing that intrigues me is what you just said is I'm a marketer first. Now, people that are smarter than me and have been doing this for a long time, I always hear that term. Like that comes out of their mouth. I'm a marketer first. And then, you know, normally it is followed by salesperson, then businessman after that. But kind of define what that means, because I want to get people in the right frame of mind when it comes to, you know, running their business. Because, you know, you hear big influencers like Gary Vaynerchuk and, you know, Grant Cardone and all these other people that they're really a media company first. And that's how they established their influence is by being that media company, which is also, you know, the, you know, marketing as well. Cause content, as you guys know, feeds everything in your marketing. But kind of talk about that, what that actually means and why people need to be having that mindset going into building their business.
Yeah. So everybody, you know, so marketing is media today. Everybody needs to be a media company first, a marketing company first, meaning you're building relationships with your customers, your clients, your community, your fan base regularly by putting out valuable information and content that relates to their lives. Marketing and sales are two different things. Advertising, marketing, and sales are not the same thing. So marketing is awareness. Marketing is putting your brand out there. It's raising awareness to who you are and what you do. Advertising is promoting what it is you do. Sales are sales, right? So once you've created that awareness and you've educated people on what you do in a way that relates to them and is of value to them, you know, not just beating the door down, hey, I've got this thing, I've got this thing. It's like, you need this thing in your life because of X, right? So it started out in the old days with guerrilla marketing and everything was offline. There was no internet when I started out in 1997. So I started a remodeling handyman company. And if you don't have any customers, you don't have any business. So how do you get people to see you? So I went in the phone book and I took out full page ads in the phone book in 8 different categories: fencing, roofing, siding, windows, door. People thought I was nuts, but man, we blew up and I had trucks everywhere. I had signs everywhere, billboards. I was supporting every community event. So my banner was everywhere. Right. Mm-hmm. And what did I hear? Man, I see your signs and trucks everywhere. So it seemed like overnight I was just everywhere. Now you have the internet, right? So you got to do the same thing, but you got to do it in a way to where you're providing value to others. So what I tell people first and foremost is you got to be an expert. You got to be good at what you do. You got to be sincerely interested in other people, solving a problem that other people have. That's where opportunity is created. That's what entrepreneurs do. We solve problems and provide value to other people first and foremost. Give, 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 and they will come to you when they need. Mm-hmm. So in a nutshell, that's what media is. That's what marketing is. That's what advertising is that ultimately creates the sale, not in a manipulative way, but in a very sincere way. You got to be an expert. You got to care about what you do. You got to care about the people you're serving and the value you're providing them in a very sincere way. And then everything else will work, you know, back towards you. Attraction marketing, right?
Man, I mean, everything, like literally word for word, I am 100% in agreement to what you have to say. And you guys, if you've been watching this show or you follow anything that I do with the content that I put out, whether you're listening to my other podcast or any content that I put out on social media, you guys know that everything that he said, that's what I preach. And this guy has lived it for 25 plus years. So listen to him if you're not going to listen to me. I'm curious though, there's so many questions that I have coming out of like everything that you just said, but the thing I'm most curious about that I want people to really think about is the evolution of marketing, right? So you started off with the, you know, taking out the full page ads in the phone book, which I am just old enough to remember phone books when they're relevant, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I was in school, I'd have to go to the payphone to, you know, call my parents and that kind of thing. And then I'd, you know, if I wanted to order food or something like that, I'd have to go through the phone book and whatnot. And the gym at my school, we had a payphone and you would have a line of people, but that was marketing, was you put a phone book at the pay phone or you mailed it out to people just like direct mail or, you know, the newspaper ads. And now, like you said, it's evolved. And as we all know, it's evolved into the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm curious too. So there's kind of like a two-sided question here. So the first one is, How has that kind of influenced your marketing strategies on the evolution of where marketing is from, you know, 1997 to where it is today? So kind of how you were able to, because a lot of people I come across that, you know, have been in business for as long as you have, they like to stay in that 1997 marketing world. They don't want to accept that social media is the current state of marketing today. You know,
it's just different, man. You have to evolve with the times and change with the times, and people consume information differently now, and they see messaging differently than they did back then.
Yeah.
Back then you had, you know, with a billboard or a, you know, job site sign or a, you know, a phone book ad or something like that, you only had so much information you could convey.
Yeah.
You couldn't really convey you were an expert. All you could do was just show your brand, your image, and you know what it was that you did. So you were very limited in what you could do. So it was more effective, you know, in a way, in terms of getting people just to pick up the phone and call you. You know, if you need your roof done, you're going to go in the phone book, and generally you're going to look for the biggest ad in there because you figure, man, big ad, big company, whatever. So that's kind of how that worked back then. But you really couldn't convey a whole lot more than that, you know, just kind of what you did. Then there was direct mail, you know, back in the days of the Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham, you know, days, and door-to-door sales were very effective back then. I mean, I've done door-to-door sales, knocking on doors. Hey, do you want your, you know, yard cut? Do you want your house, you know, remodeled, you know, and calling people up and just saying, hey, I'm a remodeling contractor. Do you need anything done? And the whole canvassing of the neighborhood where a van goes in, you know, and they go and knock on doors in a neighborhood and then follow it up with phone calls. So, you know, all those things have evolved now to where all that's done online, because everybody's, you know, this thing right here, right? Yeah. So this is the currency of the future right here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking at that phone constantly. So if you're flashing in front of them and it's something that catches their attention, not only can you show them what you do, but you can convey who you are and what you know in a way that you never could before. So if you're not evolving with that, man, you're going to get left in the dust. If you're a company and you have not created a media presence and you have not become a media company, you're going to get left in the dust by everybody else who has, whether you're an investor, an entrepreneur, you're raising capital, doesn't matter what you do. And raising capital, they call it the thought leader platform, which is what we're doing here.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be out there. You got to convey your expertise. This is how people get to know, like, and trust you. Now, back then, there were no websites, barely, in 1997. And then when they started happening, a website was an online business card. Now everybody does what you just said. They stalk you, they look you up, they check you out. So you've got to have that presence. You've got to look put together, and you got to know what you're doing and be able to convey that in a way that relates to people. And what's cool is not everybody's going to relate to everybody. Not every business is going to relate to everybody. Not everybody's going to relate to every business. So it's a big world out there. There's a lot of people. There's never been an easier, cheaper, better way to reach people and convey your expertise than there is right now online. And it's through video. I mean, that's the future of marketing and advertising as we know it. TV commercials still work for a reason, right? So now the phone is the TV, you know? So if people connect nothing else in today, this right here is the TVs of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. That's where it's at.
Yep. Absolutely, man. You're a man after my own heart. This is awesome. I love everything that you're saying.
I'm 52, you know, and I mean, it's like, people are like, how do you know all this? I'm like, dude, you know, you just got to change and study and stay with the state of things, you know?
Absolutely. And I like to use the word innovate. You're innovating your marketing as along, and innovate by definition is to improve on something in the right direction, or to make the effort to improve something. And that's what I think a lot of people need to like understand. And this is why, like, I always have people ask me, like, why are you so big on content? Like, you don't talk a lot about marketing in general. Like, why do you only, because when I service my clients, we were talking about this earlier before I jumped on the call, I don't do marketing for people. I only do content production, period. Right. Nothing else. I won't run ad campaigns. I don't do web development. I don't do email campaigns or, you know, funnel building, nothing. The only thing I'm focused on is content. And the reason why is because everything that Greg just said, content feeds everything in marketing, guys. Every single thing that's out there. And that's the current state right now, obviously. And that's extremely important. So kind of moving into another conversation. And man, I need to like extend these interviews to like an hour instead of 15 or 20 minutes. Because
we can always do more. I'm
yeah, exactly. Here. I'll always have you back, man. This is great stuff. So kind of talking about, you know, you've been in business this long. And you know, we talked about kind of the evolution of how that's happened for you. So what are some things that you're doing today, currently, to generate the leads for your business and to bring that stuff in order to stay relevant? You actually used my word earlier in the show, which is relevance. That's like my word. I love that word because that's what everybody's got to focus on when they're building content out. So what are you doing today in your business, content marketing wise, or just marketing in general wise, in order to bring in those leads?
You know, so it's all real, it's all raw. So I use one pillar content, which is video, and I don't mess around. So I don't do the one thing you need to know and then tell you everything but that, right? What I do is I tell you the one thing you need to know and I open with that one thing, you know? So, hey, the one thing you need to know in marketing today is that you need to be marketing and creating content. You need to be doing it in a simple, concise, short video format. That's your number one pillar content. So you can just film that right there and then bam, that goes out to LinkedIn, Instagram, you know, Facebook. It needs to go out to all of them because different people get their content different places. Now there's a school of thought that says pick one medium and go with it. I don't believe in that. What I believe is you need one pillar content that goes out to all the mediums in an organic way that it needs to go. So you don't want to get like Hootsuite and then blast that out to everything. You have to individually post on each platform organically, you know, the way the platform wants it, like you're uploading. So you have to have somebody like you doing that, or you got to hire somebody or do it yourself. So what I do, it's very short, it's concise, it's to the point, it's on entrepreneurship, real estate, investing, development, syndication, raising capital, all the different things, mindset, professional, personal development. And I'm just, boom, here's what's going to change your life. Here's how you're going to raise more capital. Here's how you're going to find that deal. Here's how you're going to structure that deal. Here's how you're going to develop real estate. So it's just nuggets, it's wisdom, it's real information that people pay me thousands of dollars for. And, you know, that I've learned in my life, and I'm just putting it out there and I'm just sharing it in a real raw way. I just pull my phone out, shoot the video. I don't edit it. Don't do anything with it. I make sure that the wind's not blowing and, you know, I'm not whatever, you know, I make sure that, hey, they're going to be able to hear it. And I'll listen to it. But then you just post it and you put it out on the other things with a very short one or two lines. And that's it. I don't use all these fancy borders and this and that, like some of these people are teaching. That's not what gets it done. What gets it done is real, valuable, expert information that somebody can watch that 1 or 2 minutes and go do something with it that's going to change their life.
Yeah, I love that. And so there's a couple things there too. So you guys, you know, I talk about, you know, posting this raw content, kind of like what he's saying. I mean, production is a little bit overextended at this point. I mean, you know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, it would be valuable to fully produce videos, having you sit in a nice studio and, you know, have a backdrop and, you know, all lights and fancy microphones and stuff like that. But today, guys, it's easier than ever to consume content. And it's not because it's easy to, create content. And it's not just because it's easy to create content. It's because people are okay now to consume content when it's in that raw format.
Thank you, reality TV, right? That's where
exactly,
it came from.
Exactly. And that's exactly right. And basically what it is without attaching it to a specific brand, it's user generated content. And that's really all it is. And that's the most consumed type of content, period, on planet Earth right now. So I think that's extremely well thought out what you just said. You know, for a lot of the clients that we work with, it depends on the purpose for it, but you know, we'll add the video wrappers and stuff like that, but it's purposeful. Like I know you mentioned, you know, possibly not doing that. And I think that, you know, that works for a lot of people in their specific formats. So, you know, if we're posting a video and it has a big bold title, there's no fancy, like, you know, backdrop behind it. Normally it's just white with black text because we're not trying to draw away from the attention of the actual content in the video. So I agree with that. I think that's something
clean,
to think about.
Simple, sharp. That's what you want.
And purposeful. That's the word I like to use, is purposeful. So don't just have, you know, fancy stuff on there to grab attention, because that's not the purpose. The purpose is to, it's not to grab attention. It's to grab engagement, and that's what you want. And, you know, those, I call them the, micro nuggets that you want to do. And that's what we do for our clients. Is like, we'll, you know, I'll be jumping on a call here with one of my clients and my good buddies, Don Costa, who has multiple podcasts. Yeah. And so what we'll do is we'll take a podcast that he was on, or, you know, his Flip Talk show, and we'll dice out a 60-second segment of him just giving a straight value piece of content. Yep. And then we'll, you know, put a black, you know, or white, white, you know, wrappers on it because we want to make sure it's formatted correctly, and then black text with the title. And that's it. Like, and then we just throw it up on his platforms. And like, I do like the little tip that you gave was to the distribution. So we do actually use a third-party distributor, but it's only for specific content.
Yeah.
Most of the time we're actually scheduling with, you know, if we're putting it on a Facebook page, a fan page, we're scheduling it on Facebook, or we're posting natively to LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is not like third parties. So we're, you know, when we're posting to LinkedIn, it's going directly, or like my distributor is at the given time whipping her phone out and actually hitting post on LinkedIn. So it's not like we're, and there's a lot of like, you know, analytical things you could get into with the algorithms and stuff like that. But the thing I want you guys to think about the most is to actually get content out there.
Get it out there. The other thing is podcast. You know, podcast is, we're just scratching the surface of podcasts. So everything I just said, that audio from the video, you strip it out, which gets uploaded and becomes your podcast. So you've created your podcast, you got video and all of the other social platforms with one little piece of content. Or like you said, you do bigger ones and you send it to somebody like Josh who will cut it up. And then you've got content for a month, you know, based on an hour's worth of something, you know? So podcast is so easy. I use a platform called Anchor that's free, and it sends it out everywhere. And I mean, I can pull my phone up and record a podcast right now and just put it out. I mean, it's so easy to do it now that, you know, if you want to be relevant, you got to be out there and you got to be doing it.
Yeah. And I hope you guys, this may be deja vu for my audience here, Greg. Like this is actually what I teach the most, is repurposing your content. It's the whole Gary V model, where you take exactly what you said. You have a 60 minute pillar piece of content. So with just this 25, 30 minute call that we're on, I can juice out, you know, me and my team, we could juice out a good 25 to 30 pieces of content out of this episode right here. Just like, you just gotta be creative with it. You gotta make sure you're going after like the relevant content and, you know, avoiding the fluff.
And you gotta know what you're doing. You can't, you know, you can't read an article about something you don't know anything about and try to sound like an expert. I mean, you gotta know what you're doing. So most people are an expert at something, right? So whatever that space is you're in, focus on that, stay in your fast lane, and share what you know.
Absolutely. So I want to wrap this up with one last question here, and then we'll wrap this this interview up. But I mean, this has been absolutely incredible. I appreciate everything that you've shared so far. So the primary audience that listens to these interviews are active real estate investors, whether they're a flipper, whether they're a buy and hold investor, wholesalers. I mean, I've got a lot of wholesalers that listen to this. What is one piece of advice in marketing that you would give them that they can take action on today for their marketing in real estate investing?
Record what you do like a reality show. So as you're meeting with a seller, say, hey, Mr. Seller, you know, do you mind if we record this? You know, I want to use it for my website to show people. So show that you're real, show that you're legit, show that you're honest and sincere. Record yourself talking to a seller, motivated seller that you're helping, and show how you help people. Record the closings, you know, and those types of things, and record how the deal works. So if you're an investor flipper and you're talking to a seller and saying, look, you know, I have to buy houses at a discount because I'm an investor. You understand that. We buy them, fix them up, and sell them just like they do on HGTV. So here's how it works. I buy this house from you for $100. I got to put $50 in it in order to get $250,000. I'm going to make a profit, but I'm taking the risk. I'm investing in the house. I'm fixing it up. So video that and show that, and also video your work. People love to see that. That gives you legitimacy, credibility as a wholesaler. Be honest with the people. Don't try to trick them. Don't try to lie to them. Understand the situation they're in, be a transaction engineer, have multiple offer strategies, multiple exit strategies, and look to sincerely help them first and tell them, look, I'm a wholesaler. I find houses for investors, put them under contract, and I sign the contract to them for a fee. Kind of like a realtor gets a commission. The only difference is you don't have to list your house. You don't have to worry about inspections. You don't have to deal with any of that, and find out what their real motivation is. Where do they need to go? Why do they need help getting there? So, you know, be sincerely interested in the other person. Video as much of that content out in the field with that homeowner as you can. That stuff is golden. It shows legitimacy, credibility. It shows people you're real.
Absolutely. Man, I love it. And guys, you know, I call that documenting. So document your content. I mean, just it's already happening. You don't have to sit down in a studio and record a podcast. You could just, as you're walking through a house, like, hey guys, you see that mold right there? Here's what I'm going to do with that. Or you see the floor is, you know, scuffed up right here, and here's what I can do to repurpose that or save that and salvage it where I don't have to use more vinyl plank flooring and spend more money on that. Like, here's what I'm going to do.
So, one other real quick gold bomb. So if you're a wholesaler, flipper, rehabber, and you want to grow and scale your business and you want to blow it up, You have to document your systems and processes. What's the best way to do it? You take out a video. Here's how we do this, like you just said. Here's how a sales appointment works. Here's what I look for when I'm viewing the house. Here's how I present an offer. Here's how we handle it when the lead comes in for a lead manager. Here's how the disposition manager talks to the cash buyers. Here's how I talk to a cash buyer. Here's how I find them. So you video those little things. You can upload them for free on YouTube. And that is your in-house video training program for staff. So whenever you bring somebody on, they watch those videos and then ask them, what do we need to do to make these better? Let them record some videos. That puts your systems in place for your business that, you know, you can grow and scale and you don't have to repeat yourself.
Man, I love it. And I do that too, but the way you framed it up, I've never thought of it that way. Like that's internal content. I love it, man. That's awesome. Well, hey, Greg, I appreciate you jumping on, man. You have brought an insane amount of value to my audience and myself, learned a lot from you on here. So I appreciate you jumping on. I do want to give you the opportunity to let people know how to connect with you, whether that's through your website, Facebook, email, or however you want people to connect with you.
Let them know. Check out my website, gregdickerson.com. Everything I'm talking about is on there. You can see my YouTube channel, podcast, how I do what I do, and I get people reaching out every day. So it's pretty simple, straightforward, but strategic, and you got to know what you're doing. Gregdickerson.com. It's all there.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And guys, I will have that link below so you can click on that. And let me just tell you flat out everything that Greg's talking about. He is an actual practitioner. I only get practitioners on this show, guys. So, you know, like I said, this is the first time I'm really meeting him face to face, but I do my research and I make sure that I dig deep into the people that I get on the show, because I always want people that are actually doing what they're saying. And this guy is doing that. So Greg, again, I appreciate you being on and bringing the value that you have. Again, practicing what you preach. You just drop value, no fluff, nothing, man. No sales pitch. I love it. So I appreciate you being on and I look forward to having you back again soon.
Yeah. Awesome. I appreciate it, Josh. It was good talking with you.
Awesome. So that is the crushing it segment for this REI Marketing Weekly newsletter. Guys, make sure you're checking out the rest of the content, whether it is the tip that I give you or the resources and the updates for marketing this week. So I will catch you guys on the next one. Make sure you check out the rest of the content. Reach out to me if you have any questions. See you guys later.